The CeBIT is not only the world's largest trade fair, it's also an opportunity for companies to discuss today's and future topics. At the CeBIT Global Conferences, the opinion leaders of the IT industry outline their points of view. On Wednesday, for example, the woman responsible for Intel's information technology delivers a keynote speech.
So I'm Diane Bryant, and I'm currently Vice President and CIO of Intel.
Tomorrow's potential shaped by information technology today is the topic of Mrs. Bryant's keynote. After her, it's the turn of Rob Tarkoff, Senior Vice President of Adobe. Every surfer knows Adobe for its PDF file format.
We are actually a company who has had throughout its history one consistent mission, and that is to really revolutionize the way people engage with ideas and information.
This year, Spain is the partner country of the CeBIT. For this reason, a German-Spanish ITC summit is held in Hannover. There, Professor August Wilhelm Scheer speaks. He's the president of Bitkom and represents the German high-tech industry, companies which shape the country's future.
Die Unternehmen, die eben jetzt hier die High-Tech-Industrie repräsentieren, sie repräsentieren die Zukunft.
Professor Scheer also takes part in panel discussions about green IT and broadband technologies. And of course, there is a need of discussion within the music industry too. It has run into problems because of the file-sharing networks in the internet. The CeBIT Sounds, which takes place for the first time this year, is an opportunity to discuss new business models. Producer Moose T is very interested in doing this. He wants to contribute and to learn. And many other artists want the same.
Natürlich ist das Thema für mich Internet, Musik, MP3 und so weiter und so fort. Wo geht der Weg hin? Wie kann man eventuell mal gute Bezahl- oder Gebührenmodelle entwickeln? Das ist so ein Thema, wo ich eventuell zu beitragen würde gerne und mich auch selber belehren lassen würde.